Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Tarantella Quartet. They all study at the Walnut Hill School in nearby Natick, Massachusetts. The quartet's members are Julia Glenn from Wellesley, Massachusetts, and Robert Anemone from Williamsburg, Virginia, both 17 and both play violin. Celia Hatton, 17-year-old violist from Springfield, Virginia, and Thomas Mesa, 16-year-old cellist from Miami, Florida. We have Julia at the mic. Julia, why don't you introduce this piece you're going to play?
Sure. We're going to be playing Schulhoff's 5 pieces for a string quartet, movement 3 a la Cecca and 5 a la Tarantella.
Thank you.
The Tarantella Quartet, 16 and 17 years old. Julia Glenn and Robert Anemone, violinists. Celia Hatton, violist, and Thomas Mesa, cellist. Really some great frenetic energy and really exciting playing in that performance. These pieces of Schulhoff are really got something. I'm glad we got to hear them. We don't often get to hear them on radio. You've named your quartet in honor of the fantastic Tarantella movement you just played, but also for another reason, Celia.
Right. Well, all of us really, really enjoy dancing, actually. We just got out of a dance party before we came on stage. But Julia and I went to the same summer music festival, and, you know, after 4 to 5 hours of being stuck in a practice room, we had to get a little energy out. So there's this one guy, Raul, from Puerto Rico. He taught about 15 girls how to merengue and how to salsa. And
wow.
So we had about 5 or 6 dance parties.
So hooked and
hooked, yeah.
Totally into it. Tommy, how about you? Party animal, dancer?
Pretty much. Well, when you're from my... In Miami, you're pretty much required to know how to dance.
Of course, that's right, yeah.
But
and you got a little salsa, honestly, a little salsa in your blood, yeah?
Yes, I do. I'm half Cuban. Uh-huh. My dad's Cuban. And I actually have an aunt that taught me how to salsa and do merengue and everything. So.
Nice. So Bob, I don't hear you chiming in here with the old salsa and merengue thing.
I'm known to have my moments, but I don't usually have the range of hip motion required for this nonsense.
Oh, for us, there's river dance.
This is true.
But you do a little bit of dancing. I mean, came from a...
But I'm more known for my my laid-back side. I remember a couple months ago, I went to this reggae concert, Ziggy Marley, and, you know, that's 4 hours of the reggae bop, you know, straight in the pit.
Yeah.
It's not something to laugh at. Or maybe it is, depending on how you look at it.
Celia, you were saying, you mentioned earlier that dancing helps you get ready for classical performances.
Right.
What do you guys do back there? You mentioned that you really did have a dance party in your dressing room.
Yes, yeah. Right behind that door.
Yeah,
actually.
Like why? what, you know, does
well,
it get you up, pumped up? Or?
Gets us pumped up, gets the energy if we're nervous, gets our adrenaline out before it could do something to the performance. And but it just helps us get in the zone, I think.
Very nice. I like that. It's a great way to do it. Some meditation, a little bit more sedate quality also has to enter into the thing. Julia, you have a sort of a talent for the sedate, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. It's remarkable. Yes. I can fall asleep on command.
Julia, let's not lose
Sorry.
Julia. We're boring her now, okay? So, but you can sleep on planes and cars and in rehearsal. You ever fall asleep in string quartet rehearsals?
Yes. Yes.
That's terrible to your colleagues.
In fact, I fell asleep in the dress rehearsal today.
Did
no
you
offense.
Really?
Sorry.
Oh,
yes,
that's
I
good
did.
Though. Get your sleep. You know, it's a very nice thing to do. Tommy, you and Bob have a quiet side too, a contemplative sort of almost ceremonial sort of thing.
Yeah. actually, we shared a room at Walnut Hill the past semester. And we developed a passion for brewing tea and talking about philosophy late at night.
Wow. So just like any old tea, Earl Grey or any
specific teas? Oh, definitely not.
No?
All sorts of fine loose leaf Chinese and whatever we get our hands on.
Wow, very great. Really sort of a zen hang.
Oh, absolutely.
Really nice. But Julia, let's talk about Celia's hair. So we talk about all this contemplative, this sort of Zen thing and getting our sleep and stuff. Mm-hmm. Celia's hair is not a quiet presence.
No, it's a beast.
It's a savage animal.
What is it? I mean, is it out of control? I mean,
it is. Well, especially when I was younger, my mom had to special order horse shampoo because it was so...
You're serious? Like horse shampoo?
Horse shampoo. So she'd have to like put my head in the big kitchen sink and then start scrubbing. And
does anything in particular make it growl or?
There are many things. Viola jokes is probably the number one offense, I would say.
Julia, should I tell a Viola joke or should you?
Oh, please do. Well, you go first.
Okay.
Well, I don't want anybody to get hurt, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to stand back, but. Do you know how you can tell if the stage is level?
That's when they're drilling out of both sides, right?
That's right.
Both sides, drill.
That's a serious growl.
Every single rehearsal, I have to go through like 10 minutes of viola jokes.
It's just jealousy. Think of it that way, Celia. All right. The four of you will be back at the end of the show to play a piece by our teenage composer on today's show. But for now, thank you for this wonderful performance of the Schulhof, and great speaking with you.
Thank you.
See you soon. The Tarantella Quartet, ages 16 and 17, all of them studying at the Walnut Hill School in Natick, Massachusetts, with their coach, Laura Tilkey.